So anyway, now is the time for us to do some quiet meditation. Peace at last. So close your eyes and you go inside. It's something which even the Buddha in the ancient scriptures used to call going into the cave of the heart, Hadaya Guha. The cave of the heart deep inside, because when you close your eyes, it's like going in a cave, going inside where it can be nice and cool and free from all of the noise of the world. I used to do that as a young monk, going into deep caves where you couldn't hear what's going on outside at all. Even now I have a cave in Serpentine. Close the doors, can't hear anything outside. So you close your eyes, and inside you can start feeling your body. This friend of yours, who you're stuck with until you die, your body. Now's the time to spend quality time just with your body. Not with all the stuff you have to do in the world. Not with all your duties, responsibilities and work. This is the time just for you and your body. So you can really get to know her. Sometimes that we move together, we walk together, we ride the bus or the car together, but we don't really contact each other. Now you contact your body contacts you. How are you feeling? How are you? This is mindfulness of the body, being a friend to this flesh and skin and bones and organs which carry you through your life. And the first thing I do when I contact my own body, say, how are you? Do you need to be moved? The whole idea and purpose of a posture, the way one sits for meditation, is to be mindful, aware enough to get your body comfortable. If you need to move, move. If you need to scratch, scratch. If you want to cough, cough. Don't be a control freak. And don't be afraid. Instead, be kind. Be kind to your own body. I feel my legs and make sure they're all comfortable. Feel my bottom on the cushion. Make sure it's not too far forward, not too far back. Stretch my back. It always feels good to have a good stretch. And then relax it. Making sure my arms and hands are in a good position so I don't need to fidget them. Shoulders relaxed. And my head nicely balanced. With no tightness over my brow, my forehead. Or anywhere else, everything nice and loose. I'm not studying for an exam. I'm not going to be judged and graded after this meditation. I'm free just to be. You're taking all pressure off yourself by relaxing your body. Everyone's got their eyes closed, so they're not looking at you. You can just be. Without trying to perform. And I feel my body start to relax. And I take that relaxation further. There's always one part of my body. This is my 65th year. There's always some part which is tired or aching or irritating. And I look at that part which is irritating or painful. And I zoom in on it, focus, until my mind fits just around the irritation, encompasses it, holds it, and learns from it. All aches and pains have got something to teach. They're important. What it teaches me is when I'm afraid, when I try and get rid of things because I don't like them, they get worse. When I'm kind to them, when I'm compassionate towards them, when I let them be, they get less of a problem. My throat is a little bit irritated this evening. So I just focus on it and just let it be. I'm not trying to make it better. Just being kind. Just like we've got a beautiful dog at our monastery for a few days. Just being kind to it, stroking it, scratching it, and it relaxes. When I'm kind to my throat, it relaxes too. And my mindfulness gives me the feedback, as I keep saying. I can see the irritation get less. Sometimes I can see it get worse. And I know why. When I worry about things and try and control them, get rid of them, I tense up. And the irritation gets worse. You may have irritable bowel syndrome. Don't try and get rid of it, just let it be kind. And you can actually feel the irritation, feel some relief. Mindfulness allows you to get the feedback by which you can control or rather manipulate feelings in your body. I call it relaxing my own throat. And I always like doing two or three parts of my body. Once one is relaxed, go to somewhere else, my knees. Feel them. Zoom in on it, the feeling. Add the kindness, what I called kindfulness. And feel the knees relax and relax and relax. Sometimes I imagine something like the knees sinking into a soft cushion. If there's any part which is tense, I imagine somebody pulling at it and I tell them to let go so there's no tension. You're not being pulled or pushed or squashed. Everything is allowed just to be loose, like a string which is not being stretched. I feel what I call the delight of relaxation. Physical ease. And that's the object of my mindfulness. Just the degree of relaxation in my own body. your body is fully relaxed, quite naturally, you will let it go. It's not a problem anymore. And you'll start focusing on your inner world. But don't just focus on your thoughts, your plans and memories and fantasies. See if you can focus on something more interesting and important. How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? As soon as you focus on something, you'll notice it does change. It does intensify, fade away. And your job now is to notice why the peace or the agitation changes. And especially look at the relationship between how peaceful or how agitated you are and the way you react in the mind. If you're trying to get something, achieve something, get rid of stuff, you find you create more agitation, less peace. But if you have this beautiful compassion, softness, letting be, just knowing, just being, not trying to prove anything, with that sort of attitude, you find the peace start to grow. When you're aware of the right things, you soon learn how to nurture peace in your mind, like a gardener knows how to nurture the trees and the flowers and the bushes. You get feedback. At the same time, you get this wonderful understanding of what peace of mind is. You may not have much of it yet, but you can feel it. And you can know how to develop and grow it. What you're aware of, whatever you are aware of, is not that important. What is important is how you react to it. Whether you try to control, get rid of it, or whether you just let it be. Whether you're kind. And it's beautiful metta loving kindness to what you're experiencing now. You find the peace grows. Soon the peace becomes very delightful, becomes beautiful. There are still sounds coming into your ears. You're not reacting to them. You're letting them be. You're being kind. Your mindfulness, your focus is on how peaceful you are. Developing, nurturing, encouraging more peace by letting it be. Making peace in every moment. Make peace with this. being aware of peace, and developing peace. People know anger, they know fear, they know kindness. How many people know peace? Learn it by being aware of it. Unfortunately, it's getting close to the end of another meditation. That went really quick. Just know how you feel, and also why you feel this way. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen, and only open your eyes when the 3rd gong finishes. Just enjoy the sound of a gong which was made in Korea, the Korean gong. Just listen to it and allow the sound to take you out for meditation. Very nice.